Great music festivals coming up next weekend. It's a great Gulf Coast Music Festival, and we got Grace McCaffrey to talk about it.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Grace. This is, I tell you, this has got to be one of the most diverse groups of performers that I think Pensacola's ever seen. Talk a little bit about it.
It's pretty amazing. I don't think I've ever seen a lineup like this either, but we've got everything from country to blues, everything in between. There's some funk in there, some R&B. We even got some international artists performing. It's all over the place, but it's an experience that I think that people just don't want to miss.
It really is. Now, it's going to be at the Equestrian Center over on Mobile Highway. Admissions, you know, reasonable, $25 for, you know, a lot of information, a lot of music. It goes from what, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Till 9 p.m., yeah. It's going to close out with Janelle Richardson, who's a big R&B blues musician from Mobile, and it's just going to be an exciting show. So it's just not anything that you're going to see the likes of around here till next year. Till we do it again next year.
Yeah, you know, and then other than music, there'll be a festival atmosphere. What else for kids and families?
Yep, we've got food, of course, and some games. We've got a dunking booth. We've got prizes. There's a professional, bow and arrow kit that's going to be given away in a children's area, so a big place for kids to play while mom and dad are rocking out.
Yeah, and you've got – there's a dance component to this festival, too, isn't there?
Yeah, the international part of it includes, we've got a Mexican folk group that's going to perform, the big fan dance dresses that most people are used to seeing from Mexico. We also have a dragon dance performance, and one I'm really excited to see is the Bollywood dance performance. So, gosh, I don't think I've ever seen that here at all, so... It's going to be pretty neat.
And this is the proceeds from the event. Where do they go?
So there is an interesting little international kind of a gem, very eclectic in culture in cantonment that is the St. Jude's. It's a Catholic church, but they're very much part of the community up in Cantonment. They're building a life center there, and so these proceeds are going to go to help with that.
That's great. So, listeners, I'll get this information up on the blog today, and as well as the recording of this podcast. Let's put on another hat. What are you doing Cinco de Mayo?
Probably going to eat too much. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, but I'm not putting on a festival this year.
Oh.
There's just so much going on because everybody wants to celebrate everywhere, so I think it's a lot easier to just let everybody do their own thing. But there are everything from there's even private Cinco de Mayo festival, event going on this Sunday. So I'm just going to say go out there and see what's happening, because even if it's not a Mexican business, people are celebrating Cinco de Mayo this year.
You were a real pioneer on that, and really getting, you know, and this now it's become such a part of the community. That's, you know, a lot of credit to you, Grace.
Thank you. You know, I remember that giant Cinco de Mayo festival we did several years ago downtown. I remember you walking down the street. I was getting my costume and makeup put on, and you're walking down the street. And I think you were looking at me trying to figure out if that was me. But that was a huge show we did. We had fireworks and all that kind of thing, and it just really opened the doors for our Latin community to celebrate culture.
It really did. So, Grace, thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.